Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yo, what's going on, man? Listeners, everybody out in the stratosphere, it's your boy Daylan Spratt with your favorite paranormal show, Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers, brought to you by Discovery Plus.
Yeah, appreciate that, D Spratt. It's Juwan Mass, you know, one third of the Ghost Brothers, the paranormal poppy, and this will be an awesome episode. Today we discuss dolls and why they can be so creepy.
And I am the Marcus Harvey, and I talked to the dope actress and comedian Angela Johnson Reyes. She's the host of the podcast Ghost Stories with Angela, which is actually on a hiatus right now because she had this scary paranormal experience while she was recording the whole podcast.
I'm by myself. I'm interviewing a guy in Miami, and he's telling me about, you know, these two spirit guides that he's had his whole life, and he's seen them, a woman and a man, blah, blah, blah. And I was telling him, I was like, oh, you should meet my friend. He's a psychic medium. His name is AJ Barrera. And as soon as I start talking about my friend AJ, I hear a whisper in my headphone. And I was like, I kept talking for a second and then I stopped and I was like, did you just say something? And he's like, no. And I'm like, are you sure you didn't say anything? And he's like, I swear I didn't say anything. So I was like, I swear I just heard something.
Did she hear something? What the hell was it, guys?
I'm not going to spoil it for you. You're crazy if you think I'm going to tell you.
No, you know what? I can't wait for that. But you know, also we have dolls. Mm. Y'all, look, man. You know my grandmother who made me touch that dead body when I was 7 years old?
We love her.
Yeah, man.
Love you, Nana.
Yep. God rest her soul. Listen, man, at her house, she collected dolls. Literally in every room, it was all sorts of dolls. I'm talking about she had a Barack Obama next to a Mr. T, next to a Raggedy Ann. Anything you could think of, bro, like all through the house.
So she was still buying them in 08.
In 08. What was his chains? What was his?
Wow.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Marcus.
Yes.
Did you have dolls? Like, did you own dolls?
I did have a My Buddy. I'm not going to front. A black My Buddy.
Do y'all remember that episode we did at Post Town Elementary School, and they had all those dolls upstairs in that classroom?
That thing was crazy.
That's crazy.
That's where we had that crazy picture where I'm like trying to kick the dolls.
Yeah, that's where you first learned how to punt that baby.
That's actually where I mastered the art of punting ghost babies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I really put in some good strong work, you know.
Yeah. But and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole anymore because I was just going to ask, like, do you practice punting ghost babies? Do you practice on real babies?
Well, you know,
he puts the hours in.
It depends on how old the baby is.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
They were punting age.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, man, look, man, you've heard all of my stories about my grandmother's house from, like I said, me touching dead bodies to me seeing apparitions and doors slamming and all the creepy dolls that she had. But now y'all know your boy got a little girl now, man. Axie.
Oh, yes, the cutest. She's a baby doll.
Yeah, she is. She's a doll. She is, but my wife is starting to like buy her dolls now. Oh. And I'm just like,
I can't bring work home, baby.
Yeah.
Let me tell her. Stacey, dolls are a lot. I mean, expensive too, right, Daylan?
Bro,
we're also talking about really creepy.
You know how many random dolls we have for Nova right now?
That she don't touch?
That got just dust on them. Yeah. Just dusted. They ain't going to appreciate it. I know they ain't going to appreciate it, no value.
Yeah. But you know, actually, there's a real word for the fear of dolls.
What's dollophobia? Called?
You know what? I thought it was dollophobia too.
Dollophobia is definitely it.
So the word is pedophobia.
But for real though, it's actually known that sometimes spirits live within dolls.
What?
Yeah. Or they're possessed or cursed with some demon type shit. You know what I mean?
Well, back to pedophobia, you know, or the fear of dolls. As humans, we're not programmed to be able to deal with fake faces, which, you know, can trigger fear. You know, our brains are designed to read faces for important information like intentions, emotions, potential threats. So dolls, you see, dolls just got that straight face like this. Look. Look how scared you got. You saw how scared you got?
I jumped.
You did.
I know you got scared.
You did.
No, you got scared. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Robert the Haunted Doll, did you know about him?
Actually, that name vaguely sounds familiar.
Robert the Haunted Dog?
Yeah.
Rob. Big Rob.
Big Rob.
Big Rob, yeah. What they call him.
They call him Baby Rob.
Baby Rob.
Yeah, they call him Little Rob. Y'all don't know about him?
Yeah, why don't you tell me about him?
Okay. It dates back to the early 1900s. A young boy, Eugene Robert Otto, was given a handmade doll by a servant that worked for his parents in the home. But Eugene was, you know, 10 years old, you know, woke to find Robert the doll sitting at the end of his bed staring at him, dog. Like, I'm just talking about just like staring at him. And then moments later, his mother woke up to hear him screaming for help and the sounds of furniture being overturned in her son's bedroom.
Wait. Okay. Eugene got his ass whooped by Robert?
Man, Robert was whooping. This is why I punt babies. This is exactly why I punt ghost babies, doll babies. And if a baby keeps...
All babies.
Okay, see, not my baby, but a couple times, I was like, oh, now.
I know, but you got close.
Now, listen, I've been doing this for quite a long time. These ghost babies been getting punted. But I'm talking about, she goes over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she hears Eugene crying, begging for help. You know, mommy. And the door is locked.
What?
She saw Eugene curled up because, you know, mama's don't play that. She burrowed down that door. Woo, woo, woo. Get my baby out. Get my baby out. She saw Eugene curled up in fear in his room.
So he just got stomped out.
Yeah, by a doll.
And a mess, you know, and Robert was just sitting there at the foot of the bed.
With a razor in his hand.
Staring at him.
Come on.
He had his hands up like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
But he's barefoot.
I had nothing to do with this. And the story, you know, is pretty influential. You know, it's like pretty much the most creepiest doll story of all time, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I feel like I can speak on stuff like this now, being a parent.
Okay.
You know, I've always wanted to say that. Being a parent, how I feel about this.
What about being a parent?
That lends you credibility.
Listen, being a parent, if my child got their ass whooped by a doll.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to teach Axel how to fight better?
I would be embarrassed. Because I'm like, damn, you can't defend yourself. Because that goes back on your parents.
What happens if you get your ass whooped by a doll in front of your child?
Okay, so listen. If I ever get my ass whooped in front of Axel, she would never respect me as a man or as her father.
Especially by no doll.
Nope. Not by no doll.
Enough creepy dolls and ghost babies.
What we want to do on this podcast is hear from you. So here's a creepy story from Marie in Missouri.
Hey, my name is Marie Jackson, and I want to share the story of the haunting on Longview Road in Kansas City, Missouri. And this happened back in the late 80s. It was 10 of us, my mom and dad and 8 siblings. We had just relocated to the house from the inner city, and we needed more space, so we moved into this home. And we hadn't been in our home maybe a few days, and we were already experiencing the things similar to what you would see on television. siblings getting levitated in the air and tossed across the room, items getting shifted around the house, things falling out of the cabinet, dark shadows appearing. We had so many experiences in this house, and I eventually started to dig deeper into what we were experiencing and come to find out we weren't the only family that went through the traumatic physical, emotional experiences that took place in that house. Several dozen other families that lived there went through what we went through. So I wanted to share my story about the Black family that went through the severe haunting in Kansas City.
What you about to say, David?
That sounded awfully like the movie The Conjuring. It sounded weird. She read that from the back of the CD case.
Bro, it sounded really good.
She experienced it from the back of the CD case. You think, I could tell when somebody gassing. We done had a couple people gassing. Oh, yeah, and then this happened, too. She had a little bit too many details and was too precise.
Her and her 8 siblings.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of siblings.
Moved out to a farmhouse in Connecticut.
Connecticut has a lot of farmhouses.
We've been to a few, actually.
The brothers and sisters start levitating in the room.
Now, I've heard it's a trend over there.
Okay.
In Connecticut, they have a lot of families levitating.
Her sister, Angela Perron.
You ain't gonna give her the benefit of the doubt.
Nah. Honestly, she told that story so good, though. I was listening to her. I'm like, this don't sound like the beginning of an R&B track to y'all. I was like, sounded like an interlude.
Juwan, it's because you've seen that movie before.
Is that what it is? Why.
It won an award.
I felt like it was the intro. What was the song, Marcus, where he's like, I watched TV till TV turned off. Television turned off.
But what about you? We want to hear your ghostly, paranormal, or just plain old freaky stories. Wait, so make
you
sure
you don't want the freaky stories now, because they'll call in with the freaky stories, mm-hmm. Daylin.
You got to pay for the freaky stories.
Yeah. Send a voice memo that's about a minute long to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. Again, that is ghostbrotherspodcast.com.
After the break, we'll talk to Angela Johnson-Riaz about hearing a ghost on a podcast. I'm talking about on a podcast. I hope I ain't hearing no ghost in this podcast, because I'm going to quit.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I'm back with Angela, y'all. Hello, Angela. You're an actress, comedian, a podcast host, Ghost Stories with Angela. You're a cast member of Our Family Wedding and Alvin and the Chipmunk and many more great movies. I mean, she's been in everything. Like, you've been in everything, girl. Like, like, your comedy work covers, like, observational comedy, surreal comedy, satire, and I just want to welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you, my
I'm
love?
I'm well. I'm good. I'm here in L.A.
Hey.
It's a beautiful day outside, so I can see, because I haven't really been out there yet, but it looks pretty.
Tell me about this creepy podcast that you got, these ghost stories, like... You know, we got into the space on some, like, little, you know, we wanted to kind of let our voice be heard. How did you even get into the space of this, like, ghost stories?
So I grew up loving all things paranormal, scary movies, haunted houses, all the things. I was the girl that, like, you know, we'd spend the night at grandma's house and I would stay up extra late to watch a scary movie after everybody went to sleep.
See,
and
me
then
too.
It was that, like, that creepy walk down the dark hallway to get back to your room. That was like the scarier than the movie was the dark walk back down the hallway part.
You already know my grandma had a hallway like that and we had a cat named Tinkerbell. Scratched the crap out of my head. When I tell you scared me for the rest of my life, I thought it was a demon. I didn't know if it was a cat. Go ahead. Keep going. So you walking down this hallway and stuff.
So I grew up loving the haunted paranormal thing. So the podcast came out of 2020 quarantine when, you know, everybody's at home. And I was like, I'm going to go live on Instagram, sit around the fire pit, and I'm going to go live with fans who have scary stories. And I'm just going to hear their scary stories. And so that's how it started. I would go live with like one celebrity guest. They would tell me their story. And then I would just pick people at random on the Instagram live who would have a story for me. And so that's kind of how it started. Then it grew bigger. Then it became a podcast. And what's interesting with that is I've kind of been on hiatus with it because I had a creepy thing happen.
What
and happened? Okay. So
you're in a safe space. You're in a safe space. All right.
Yeah.
Just me and you talking.
I've been waiting to come back until I can guarantee that I have like a producer or somebody to be with me in the studio, because a lot of times I was by myself and I was like, okay, I can't do that anymore. And I've been going back and forth from Nashville to LA. Uh-huh. So I'm like, let me wait until I have like a set schedule and then I'll bring the podcast back on when I know I can have somebody with me. So that's why it's been a hiatus, but this is what happened. So I'm in the back studio in Nashville, and that day that I'm doing the podcast, I'm starting to realize, oh shoot, my husband's not home. I'm going to be by myself, which means I have to walk from my house. Talk about the creepy hallway again. Now I have to walk from my house to the back studio in the dark by myself.
You didn't want to have like a candle or nothing? Come on now. You could at least had a candle.
I had my candles, like white light, all the things, mira, crystal, everything.
Yeah, you should have been doing like that. And it's in your own house too. That's crazy.
So I was like getting myself all worked up earlier in the day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be by myself. I'm trying to call people and be like, hey, are you available to come over tonight? Just hang out with me for my podcast. Nobody could come. So finally I go and I'm sitting there in the studio and I'm by myself. I'm interviewing a guy in Miami. And he's telling me about, you know, these two spirit guides that he's had his whole life. And he's seen them, a woman and a man. And I was telling him, I was like, oh, you should meet my friend. He's a psychic medium. His name is AJ Barrera. And as soon as I start talking about my friend AJ, I hear a whisper in my headphone. And I was like, I kept talking for a second and then I stopped. And I was like, did you just say something? And he's like, no. And I'm like, are you sure you didn't say anything? And he's like, I swear, I didn't say anything. So I was like, I swear I just heard something. And we're on a live to where like people can leave comments, right? So I was like, okay, if anybody heard a little whisper, a little something, leave me a comment and tell me if I'm crazy. Then the comments start pouring in and they're like, I totally heard something. I definitely heard it. So anyways, I get creeped out after that. And then everybody starts confirming it. I'm like, okay, I definitely heard something. So then I finish the podcast and I have to do the creepy walk back
with
into
no
my
candle.
House. And I'm like, let me just hurry up and get to bed. Cause once you get under the covers, it's like,
you know,
safe
when
zone.
You, it's actually a scientifically proven, NASA did a study on blanket covering for, ghosts. And they said 9 out of 10 people who were not possessed had the covers. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow. I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Them ghosts can't penetrate
ghosts
a blanket.
Ghosts can't get through
know?
Cotton.
Come on.
We all know this. They definitely can't get no down goose. If you got a down goose, you safe. If you get a down goose,
get one of them soft blankets from the alley. The little Mexican
listen,
blanket
that has a
with a Virgin
that,
Mary.
That has the spirit in it. The spirit of the Lord. So you got to go down the hallway and I go where? Go ahead. What happens?
I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I had text. Oh, my producer sent me the clip, and you could definitely hear it. I can't make it out what it's saying, but you can definitely hear a little something happen in my microphone, and it caught it. It caught it, right? So I was like, okay. So then I texted it to my friend who's the psychic medium, and I was like, bro, what is happening here? And then I texted to my mom. I texted to my brothers, and I was like, yo, this crazy thing happened on the podcast, right? So then lights are out. I'm in my bed. I'm talking on the phone to my brother, and I was like, bro, this crazy thing happened. I'm going to send you a video
because you got out from under that sheet. It started getting hot. You couldn't breathe. You sent 10 text messages, so you know you scared. That's 15 minutes alone. So that's 10 text messages, and you say, what? I know you heard that too. Now the steam is on. Now you done pulled your face off the the blanket. Now your speaker go up.
You didn't read
the NASA report saying that 9 out of 10 people who are covered by down blankets are protected from ghosts.
I set myself up. So then I go to bed, right? I'm like, forget it. This is too much. And I'm like, I rebuke you, all the things. Like anything. I just start rebuking everything. And then the next day, get up and I just go about my day. And my friend AJ finally calls me back, my psychic friend. And he's like, bro, what is happening in this video? And so then he's like, okay, I'm going to watch the video and I'll call you back. So he calls me back. And I guess his wife was also in the room with him. And she didn't know I sent him the video. He just got a video and he starts playing it. And the wife goes, it sounds like it's saying, Angela.
Shut your mouth. And you see, you know,
whispered
I know you felt that? Because you sat back a little bit and looked at me for like 5 seconds.
That's looking
boom. That. Dramatic. What's in the video? Tell me what's in the video, though.
So he basically said that it's a woman's voice and she whispered my name. And he was like, has anybody died recently or is there a death anniversary coming up? And I was like, I had a death anniversary coming up, but it was someone like a friend of a friend. And then my grandma had just passed away a month prior to this. But when I found out that she passed away, I was in that studio, that recording studio. So I had done all of my like processing about my grandma. I did my journaling about my grandma, like all the things like when I found out that she died was happening in that studio. Oh. And so he's like, I think it was your grandma trying to reach out to you. And I was like, well, shoot, I feel bad now because I rebuked her.
I know,
her.
She just
like,
trying to say, what's up? Hey, name. Baby, I just wanted to say, I rebuke you, Nana. Nana, get back. Man, listen. nothing better happen in this studio right now while I'm talking to you because you sound like you kind of transmitted over airways. Hey, you know what? Did you have any dolls when growing up?
Yeah, I used to love my dolls. Never anything creepy happening with my dolls, but...
I had a black buddy.
You did?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
And I almost got a kid sister because I was the only child. So I was just like, you know, I wanted my own family. You know?
You know?
I wanted...
Kid sister.
And me.
Dolls
are kind of creepy. Why you think dolls are creepy too?
Yeah, for sure. Especially the ones that follow you with their eyes. Like where it doesn't matter what part of the room you're sitting in, it looks like they just followed you. And you're like, Mitch,
I'll run down on you right now, dog.
I'll fight you.
I'll whoop you.
I wish you would look at me.
Look at me like that one more time. I'll kick you off that stand. So, hey, you got this dope Netflix special out right now. Not fancy. Like, tell me about like how you came up with all the material and how like you worked that out and stuff.
Well, my Not Fancy special was so much fun because I've always been the tomboy, you know, and I've always embraced that part of me. I'm always in my jeans and tennies and I'm not fancy. And so in that special, I talk a lot about some fancy things that I do as a not fancy person, like flying first class for my first time overseas.
And What was your Emirates? You was on Emirates?
Oh, I wish.
You was on Lufthansa? Or you was on Spirit?
Man, I was just basic Delta.
Okay.
You know, just Delta for that. But they had like the spaceship seat with all the buttons and stuff on it. And I was like, listen, I didn't do real good in school. I don't know if I'm educated enough to fly this plane because it looks like you got me where the pilot's supposed to be sitting.
Come
I don't
on.
Know which button to push. It was just too
you
just much.
Lean back. You but, just want to lean back. You didn't want. You don't want to start the catalytic
can I just
converter.
Relax?
I just want to lean
what
back.
What button is the relax?
I'm not trying to fly.
All.
I'm not trying to fly. I don't want to be a part of this process. I just want to lay down. Is it this button, or did I just release all of our luggage on accident?
Exactly. But that's my Not Fancy special on Netflix. I have my most recent one is called Mahalo and Goodnight, and I think that's on Amazon. It was on Epix for a little while, but okay. Now I think it's on Amazon. It's called Mahalo and Goodnight. I filmed that one in Hawaii, which was amazing.
Word. How'd you pull that off? Because I know that's a little stunt right there. Like, oh, yeah, we should just do it in Hawaii, right? Yeah. I need to be there for like 3-4 weeks. You know, guys?
I just kind of like pitched the idea. I was like, I think this special, maybe I should write a joke about Hawaii just so I could film it in Hawaii. Let's do that.
That's dope. What else do you have out?
Well, I have a brand new book out.
Shut your mouth.
Called Who Do I Think I Am? Stories of Chola Wishes and Caviar Dreams. Chola is like a Latina, like gangbanger.
Yeah, I know.
Chola chick.
Big earrings.
Like the cholos. That was me.
I liked it.
That was me. I wanted to be real hood, real bad.
Real hood.
When I was growing up.
Okay.
So that's why I called my book Who Do I Think I Am? Stories of Chola Wishes and Caviar Dreams. Because I wanted that street life, but my mom was like, no, what are you talking about? And like, I would ask my mom questions like, Mom, do we have any family members in prison? Because I wanted like street cred. And she'd be like, no.
Doing your research. At least you're doing your first round. You go through your family first, then you go to friends.
You know?
Yeah, to get your street cred, you know?
Yeah. So anyways, my book, it's out now. It's Who Do I Think I Am? So you can get tickets to my tour. And some of those tickets come with like a book in it.
She has Caviar Dreams. See how I did it right there?
That was very fancy of you.
Thank you. Well, Angela, I truly appreciate you for stopping by with Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers, man. We truly appreciate you, love.
Thank you.
All success to you. All right.
Thank you so much.
You know what? I need to break down this crazy conversation we just had, Marcus. What do you think that voice was in Angela's interview?
Well, it's funny that you would ask, good sir. Here it is very quickly for you to hear right now.
So we have had on the show AJ Barrera, and he is a psychic medium. And he said, first of all, did you just whisper something? Did somebody just whisper something?
Not at all.
Oh, hell no. I just heard something whisper in my earphone. You swear you didn't just whisper something?
What did it say?
She didn't know what it said.
But she heard it in real time.
She heard it in real time. Yeah. That's why she actually stopped the podcast. It's like, yo.
It does sound like something is like whispering like underneath her voice.
It did. It was like, hey, baby.
Hey, man.
Let me whisper in your ear. Yeah,
you know, shoot.
You're going to shoot your shot
when you dance. Now, that's pretty crazy sounding. She said it could have been her grandmother. What y'all think?
I'm just going to say, man, I'm not going to take away from anybody's experience, but that's, you know, you know your grandmama's voice.
Yeah,
you know your grandmama's voice.
Because you knew what time you needed to be in the house. If you staying over her house, you know what I'm saying? You know you couldn't turn the channel from TBN.
Grandma got a tone.
She got a tone.
She don't raise it, but you know what it is.
Because at first, I was like, how do you know that's your grandmother?
Right.
But then as we talking about it, you always know Nana voice.
You know your grandma voice.
You know Nana voice. Everybody know Nana voice.
So look, let's get to this game, fellas. Are y'all ready for this?
Hey, man, listen, I'll tell you this. I bet you I win this one.
Okay.
Man, I'm going to kill you, man. I got my buddy in the background, my spiritual guide. We own it, baby. We about to take it to the top.
See, you got one doll. I got my grandmama's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dolls on my side.
Wait, you just brought them with you?
They actually in the trunk, man.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay,
you
bad.
Both are like a bunch of kids with dolls. So, check it out.
Action figures.
This game is, did this movie or series have a doll in it or not?
Okay, give it to me.
Right, so here it is. Twilight Zone.
Hell
true.
No.
Yeah, it definitely had it.
No, I ain't want no dolls in Twilight
Zone. There was definitely a doll, at least in one of them million thousand episodes of Twilight Zone.
The answer is yes. So Daylon was right.
Yep.
No, actually, Marcus.
No, he was right.
Nope.
Daylon was right.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This happens all the time. Daylon in got studio,
it.
Y'all.
He slid me a couple dollars, Marcus. My bad.
Gosh,
my
this
bad.
Is how,
he slid me a couple dollars,
y'all.
Bro. All right. Next one. Death becomes her.
False.
I'm going to go with false.
I'm going to start letting Daylon answer first. Yeah. I saw how confident
I'm
he was.
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Off of my paper.
That may be a good idea because the answer is false. So he might have looked at your paper.
I mean, the way he shook his head was so.
Hey, man, a win is a win, guys.
Yeah, you know, that's that classical satirical black comedy. No, it doesn't have anything, bro. All right, next one. Goosebumps.
Oh, now
I
listen,
know y'all remember that.
I've read every Goosebumps book. Definitely true. It's for sure Dolls and Goosebumps.
Definitely Dolls.
Both of you guys are exactly right. Yep. Slappy the Dummy is a fictional character in the Goosebumps children's series by R.L. Stine. He was one of the series' most popular villains, especially in the Night of the Living Dummy saga. Ooh, y'all ready for this one? It's called Saw.
True.
Well, I saw Saw.
The whole thing is a baby. It is a puppy.
He is a dog.
A dog. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. We just said yes. Okay, that's
the answer is no.
You a goddamn lie, cheater.
They say, listen, they say Billy is a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah. Bro, what's the difference between a puppet and a doll?
A puppet kick that ass.
I don't know if that's technically a doll.
That's a doll. A puppet, a doll, the same face, boy. What?
A puppet is actually a small model of a person or animal able to be moved by strings or rods, or in the form of a glove, while a doll is a toy in the form of a human.
No, man.
Nah, I'm going to go ahead and get myself the right
answer. That don't even sound right.
Don't even worry about it. We got that right. We got that right.
Y'all lost that on a technicality. It's all fair.
We're not even listening to you. We won that one.
No,
okay, go.
Listen.
Next one.
Okay. Puppet Master.
False, since you're going to try to
cheat. Since you're going to say puppets ain't dogs.
Since you ain't, yeah, I know your little weak game now.
Look at y'all listening.
But I got the last one right anyways, too. So that's two for two.
Look at y'all listening. No, and it is puppets. Glad you got that one, guys. I threw that one to you. It was an easy one. How about A Clockwork Orange?
I'm going to go with true.
I'm going to go with false.
Oh, and the answer is false.
God!
Marcus?
Yeah. Pulling away here.
Yeah. That was that old school movie. I don't know how old, but like in the 70s. A cult classic. Dystopian crime movie set in England created by Stanley Kubrick. Ooh. You know, that's one of your favorites, ain't it, Marcus?
You getting big words
I'm
over
getting
here.
Deep
dystopian.
Over here.
Dystopian.
Getting deep. All right, here we go.
Shakespeare.
Here we go, guys. Last one. Dead Silence.
True.
You know what's funny? I'm going to go with true also.
You know what? You guys are doing okay. Because you can't really have a right or wrong answer with that one. You know, say yes or no as Billy, as a ventriloquist. So technically, not a dog. But, well, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, what? Your rating, your scoring
your
system.
Your game sucks.
Your scoring system is terrible.
Your ability to answer right questions sucks.
Now, that is also true. You see, I did that.
False.
I got another answer on that. I got another point on that one because I said that was true. His answers do suck.
Because you're talking about a puppet ain't a doll because a puppet got strings attached to his arms. But what if I tie strings to the arms of a doll?
Now,
then is that doll now a puppet?
Ooh. Those are all questions that need answers. But honestly, the winner is Marcus.
Of course.
Yeah.
With like, what, 900 to like one?
You know, let's just be good sports. Let's have good sportsmanship here.
You're right, Juwan. I definitely will not have good sportsmanship.
No.
In your face, Daylon.
That's okay.
In your face.
I'm going to take my basketball and go home.
You're going to take your puppet?
Take my...
Because you're a puppet. That's what you are. You're not a
doll. Take my doll and go home.
All right. This is for our loyal listeners. We're always looking to hear your scary stories. If you have a scary story or paranormal experience with an urban legend, email us a voicemail at ghostbrotherspodcast.com. You know, you just might make the episode.
All right, y'all. Time's up. Thanks for listening to your favorite paranormal podcast. We are Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
We have loved having you. Remember to check in to our past episodes from season one. And you can find us on all your podcast platforms.
All of them.
All of them things.
Spotify.
Listen, yeah. Apple Music, Spotify. Mm-hmm.
You can take them
to church. Listen, you can go to your local church and they might have it on season one downloaded. So go ahead and check them out too.
Yep. and we'll scare you next week.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. For Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. And our engineers are Mark Bush and Lila Williams.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.